This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey is seeking to slow the slide of its currency, the lira, including a central bank pledge to provide cash for banks, but no plan to raise interest rates to tame double-digit inflation. The currency, which has declined over 40% this year, is also under pressure in Turkey's continued standoff with the U.S.
Türkiye, diğer alanlarda olduğu gibi.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained again Monday Turkey's being encircled economically, and such attacks will continue for some time. The two countries are at odds over the jailing of American pastor Andrew Brunson and the demand that exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen be extradited for his part in the failed 2016 coup. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram doubts the Turkish measures will do enough to stabilize the currency.
I think the basic problem, as I keep coming back to, is that under Erdogan, the economic institutions have been largely hollowed out.
And he said investors are nervous about Turkey's overtures to Russia.
I think that's probably what's troubling investors, because at the moment we seem to be in a risk-off mood.
For tourists like Fatima Ali of Kuwait, Turkish goods are a bargain. She said prices in Turkey are very cheap compared to those in Kuwait. The White House said it's monitoring the Turkish situation closely, and National Security Advisor John Bolton met Monday with the Turkish U.N. ambassador about the Brunson case. Vote counting continues following Mali's presidential election runoff. Voter turnout reported low. Opposition candidate Soumaila Cisse said he's rejecting the results over accusations of fraud and violence. Official results are expected later this week. Incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is expected to win a second term. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces backed by U.S. advisors and airstrikes are attempting to push Taliban insurgents out of the central city Ghazni after 4 days of fighting. General Tariq Shah Brahami said security forces have suffered about 100 fatalities. 20 to 30 civilians have been killed, and there are claims that hundreds of insurgents have been either killed or wounded. While security forces said Taliban fighters have been confined to their last pocket in the city, the insurgents claim to control almost all of Ghazni. The Syrian government vowed to ensure the safe return of refugees Monday. Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad said refugee returns are a top priority and would welcome foreign assistance.
Any international assistance should be given to the Syrian people, but not compromising the main principles of the convictions of the Syrian people as far as the unity and territorial integrity of Syria and its people are concerned. So we expect help, yes, but we don't need any preconditions.
The Syrian Public Administration Minister, meanwhile, insists the government has restored thousands of schools and hundreds of hospitals, and some 3.5 million internally displaced have returned to their homes. A UN report said the Islamic State insurgency still has up to 30,000 fighters in Syria and Iraq, with a reduced covert version expected to survive recent efforts to destroy them. It said significant affiliated support groups with IS and al-Qaeda are found in Afghanistan, Libya, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei Monday rejected President Donald Trump's recent offer of talks with no precondition. He referred to the U.S. regime that is a bully and always wants something, and negotiations will only give them the tools to continue hostilities. Washington reimposed sanctions after pulling out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran over its malign behavior. The Iranian leader, however, said Iran will not start a war with the U.S. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu reportedly made a rare visit to Egypt in May, including a secret meeting with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi about the situation in Gaza. The government has not commented on the Channel 10 report. Hundreds were hurt, 9 seriously, when a wooden platform they were jumping on collapsed late Sunday at a seaside music festival in northwest Spain. The decline of the Turkish lira added to global jitters, with key indices falling for a fourth session Monday on Wall Street. The benchmark Dow Jones losing more than 125 points to 25,187. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.